This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. We continue now with our look at elder abuse, at a new Georgia law aimed at fighting it, and whether state and local governments have the resources to do it. Authorities recently closed an Alzheimer's care facility in Commerce, Georgia, and filed charges against the owner and 20 staff members. Vernon Keenan is director of the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Mr. Keenan, welcome back. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Dennis.
You said last week that the GBI was looking into three deaths at that facility in Commerce, and you were also looking at their financial records. Have you learned anything new since you said you were looking at those things?
No, it's still a ongoing and very active investigation, and it will take some time to go through the records and to continue building our case against the facility.
But since the charges against the owner and the staffers came to light, have you gotten any other reports or any other complaints from people who say there were problems with their loved ones or with anyone at that facility?
We have continued to receive information from former employees and also from family members of former patients that were at the facility. So the information is still coming in, and it requires a lot for us to digest and handle the information.
Now, this is just one investigation, and you have said even before this that elder abuse is a problem that is growing in Georgia and one that has been very difficult for investigators to get a hold of. How big of a strain is just this one investigation putting on the resources you have for elder abuse?
Well, as we were doing this investigation, we found out exactly how resource intensive it is to investigate a facility. This investigation required 35 law enforcement officers, but also 35 social workers and medical staff to participate in the execution of the search warrant. So it is extremely resource intensive. What I will say that Georgia's headed to is more investigations of this type, because as education and public awareness occurs on the problem of elder abuse, then there are more reports that are being sent to Adult Protective Services and law enforcement and prosecutors. So elder abuse is a misunderstood and seriously unreported crime. And as the public becomes more aware of the problems and the crime, as law enforcement becomes more engaged, then there are going to be more cases made.
Catherine Fowler of the Georgia Council on Aging told us in an earlier conversation a few days ago that the number of reports have gone up 65% since 2008 alone. Budgets, of course, have not increased at all. Do you have the resources to do this?
Well, we will address the crime with the resources that are made available to us. I do know that in the future it's going to require additional resources, both in staffing levels and specialized training to address the problem.
What you've just said to me sounds very similar to something you said to me a few months ago when we were talking about child sex trafficking, an equally troubling problem. And you said at the time that you had had to, because budgets haven't been growing, you've had to move resources to combat that problem. Are you now having to just move back and forth and move resources around as high-profile cases come up to whatever area it is that's being profiled at the moment?
Yeah. What you're outlining is exactly how we handle business. We continually prioritize what the GBI is doing. And as a case like we just were involved with in Commerce, that required us to bring in agents from other field offices to support the office handling the Commerce investigation. We continually prioritize the work of the agency. Our number one priority has always been crimes against children. But second to that is violent crimes against persons, and of course elderly abuse falls in that category. Now we will have to give up working other types of crimes to keep the priorities where they need to be, but that's the fact of life in law enforcement, whether it's at the state or the local level. It's going to be a constant shifting of resources to meet the most pressing needs and the greatest crime problems.
Vernon Keenan is the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the GBI. Mr. Keenan, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis, for your interest in this important crime.